4:47 at 7:30 a.m. 102.9 FM WTNT. The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And it's time to check in with Ben Wolfgang of the Times, who is a story in the paper today. More school hours don't guarantee better test scores. Now, that's a surprise if you're the Secretary of Education, right?
It sure is. I mean, the Secretary of Education, he's often criticized for sort of being a bit vague on things like school reform and what he wants to see from institutions across the country. One thing he is not vague on is school time. I mean, I've heard him personally say on multiple occasions that students in India, students in China, Korea, other countries, right, they're just simply going to school longer, more hours in the day, more days in the year, and that's why the American education system is falling behind global competitors. But the report that came out from the National School Boards Association definitely paints a very different picture.
And his reaction?
He's been surprisingly quiet so far. We haven't heard anything from him about it yet.
All right, so what did this study show us? How do we compare to other countries around the world?
Well, we actually, our students go to school longer than a lot of countries, and we go to school for more hours than countries that outperform us on international tests, which I think is one of the most interesting facts about this. You mentioned the secretary. He's fond of saying that students in India, for example, go to school 25, 30, 35 days longer than students in the U.S. Well, that's technically true, but as the report points out, their school day isn't as long as ours is here in the United States. So while the year may be longer in terms of days, when you actually break it down to the number of hours, the number of minutes that a student is in his seat in the classroom, American students are right up there with just about every other country in the world.
You know what's funny about this is that this fuels the argument that it's all about quality and not about quantity.
That's right.
And that's something that I'm sure he doesn't want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's one thing a lot of education experts are saying. You know, you can talk about beefing up the amount of time you keep a kid in school every day, but if you're just going to keep them there for an extra hour and fall back on the same curriculum, the same methods that you've been using for the past, you know, decade or longer, is it really going to have much of an effect? And I think this report really says no, it won't.
You know, sometimes I think it's almost a move to push daycare. You know, it really is.
It could be. Well, yeah. The cynics out there will, of course, say that one reason that you might have a Democratic administration pushing longer school hours is because, you know, with union contracts, obviously teachers and workers in a school district would have to get more money. Their benefits might have to get beefed up a little bit if they have to be there longer. So not to take the cynical point of view, but there are certainly some people who look at it
that way. I
would like
to get the NEA angle on that, though. That's for sure. National Center on Time and Learning.
Yep.
Who knew? I didn't even know there was such an organization. What do they do?
Well, they're based out of Boston, Massachusetts, and they partner with a number of other organizations like the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank here in D.C. And, I mean, their name basically says it all. They're pushing the idea that one reason we're falling behind is the structure of time in our school systems. They're saying that with more time, if teachers have more time in the classroom, if students have more time to you know, work on tests, work on homework, that will improve the quality of education. So it's pretty straightforward what their goal is, and they've produced reports that the secretary has cited that show examples of districts that have increased the time and seen better results. But as I said, you know, the School Boards Association report certainly paints a different picture.
Yeah, you know, and it sounds awful political to me, because by contrast, you have countries like Mexico.
Yeah.
And they actually go to school longer, right?
That's right. And they're far below U.S. students on international
assessments. So, again, it comes down to the quality of education,
sure,
something they do not want to address.
Well, you mentioned Mexico. On the other side of the spectrum is Poland. Their high school students over there go to school, I believe it's fewer than 600 hours in a year, which is far less than we do here in the U.S., and their scores are higher. So,
Now, that's something also interesting to me. I didn't realize that high schoolers went to school for a longer period of time every day.
Typically. I mean, each state is different. On average, for high schoolers, it's usually between about 900 and 1,000 hours in a year. For elementary students, it typically hovers around 800. There's a handful of states that are lower than 800. But it gets a little tricky because each state counts their day and the hours in a school year differently. Texas, for example, Their school year is 1,260 hours, but they include recess and they include lunch in those hours.
Oh,
other states don't, so it can get a little tricky when trying to compare apples to apples.
Yeah, I'm curious. You mentioned states. I don't know if you did the breakdown here in this area, but I would assume that Maryland, Virginia district, all about the same.
Yeah, right about on the average there between for high schoolers between 900 and 1,000.
Yeah. They deal with parochial schools in any fashion, or
no? This was just looking at public schools.
Yeah, because I know that in the past we've often seen, you know, far superior scores come out of these private institutions.
Right.
And I guess that a lot of that has to do with the not only the caliber of teacher but the personal attention.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it's a very interesting study. I would have never thought that this would be the end result.
Yeah.
I sort of, as much as it pains me to say, I sort of agreed with Duncan when I first heard him talking about this some time ago.
Yeah.
And that it may be necessary just to keep our kids in school a little longer to make sure they learn so they can compete around the world.
Right.
And then lo and behold, we find out, well, that's not really the case at all.
Well, one thing I think the report points out is there may be a need for a culture change. I mean, you always hear, particularly in large urban areas like the district, how there needs to be more parental involvement, needs to be more intervention from civic groups or what have you. And that's something the report points out when they say children in South Korea, for example, they spend about 2 hours longer each week on out-of-class things they do on their own, like working on mathematics studies that aren't assigned by their teacher.
No, I got you.
So, you know, for example, that's something that maybe could change, you know, the trajectory of these test scores if we had a culture in the United States, particularly in cities, where students would study more on their own and would read more on their own.
Hmm. There's certain countries do they have more tutoring than other countries?
That's right. Yeah. Yes. South Korea, I think, for example, they have required tutoring programs for a lot of their students. So I think it comes out to about almost 2/3 of all South Korean students have at least a little bit of tutoring in a given week, whereas here in the U.S., that's certainly not the case.
Wouldn't you love to know where discipline falls in all of this in school?
Hmm.
You know, knowing the horror stories that we hear from across the country every day about students and the way they treat teachers and vice versa in some cases.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'd also love to, as you mentioned, the NEA, I'd love to hear from individual teachers what they think about this. I'm sure some of them wouldn't be particularly excited to have to stay in school for an extra 2 hours every day.
You're absolutely right. All right, folks, you want to check it out. It's in today's Washington Times by Ben Wolfgang. More school hours don't guarantee better test scores. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Good to talk to you.